In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Because it's the Sunday of the Holy Fathers, the Sunday in between Ascension and Pentecost, we're reading, or we just read from in Vespers, three parables from the Old Testament. And sometimes people complain that the Old Testament's really hard to understand and really complicated, and some people have never read it or read very, very little of it. Well, I submit to you, it's not really that hard to understand. You read the parts that are really important. You read the parts that resonate with your heart. You can start with the parts that are read in the services. And there's always context to why they're read, and it'll help you to understand them. And also Genesis. I think everyone should read Genesis from beginning to end, for sure. And of course, the Psalms and Proverbs and Wisdom of Solomon. But just read the Old Testament with the same idea of why you read the Gospels. You read the Gospels to learn something, to have your soul be strengthened, to be taught something, to have encouragement, maybe to be rebuked, for your soul to be instructed. That's how we read the Old Testament. Now, you can get commentaries and all that other stuff. If you like to do that, go right ahead. But the most important thing is to read with purpose. And really, it's not that complicated. The readings today, the last two, have very, very clear teachings in them. At the end of the second reading from Deuteronomy, it says, as a command, there shall be no difference of persons. You shall hear the little as well as the great. Neither respect any man's person, because it is the judgment of God. That is the command given to those who would be judges of the Jewish people. Moses said it was too much for him to handle. There were too many people. There were probably well over a million at that point. So there were judges appointed, judges over 50s and et cetera, as it says. And this is clear teaching. This is very easy to understand. You'll hear the little as well as the great. How many problems do we have in our society because the little are not heard as the great? There are whole societies that, for instance, India with a caste system, where the little are treated with almost not as humans by some people. And in our society, which does not have a caste system, there is still a sense of those who are great are more important than the little. And this permeates also down to our life. If you're honest with yourself, you'll probably see where there are times when you treat people differently based upon how they look, how they act, how they smell, their economic position, perhaps even their race, or their religion, or their political attitudes, etc., etc. It says to treat the little as the great, to have no respect of persons. Of course, that's a fancy way of, or not a fancy way, but an archaic way of saying you shouldn't judge anybody differently. Everybody should be judged exactly the same, because that's how God judges us. God does not love any one of us more than the other, or less than the other. And so we should also be like that. It's a very clear and easy teaching. And it's a teaching that none of us in this room have attained to. We still have our work to do, to treat the little as the great. And I think what will help us in treating the little as the great is remembering that we're little. And the second reading, or the second example, the third reading of today, I think, points this out. At the end, the Lord is saying, and do you love therefore strangers, because you were also strangers in the land of Egypt. I think this is a very important thing to remember. Maybe not the exact verse and that it comes from Deuteronomy and the exact reference and all that stuff. If you like to remember things that way, that's fine. But remember the moral content of this, which is extremely great. This is saying the same thing that James is saying when he says a man looks in a mirror and then he forgets what he looks like, goes away, forgets what he looks like. We must be always cognizant of who we are and where we came from. We even have that secular idea that a person has to remember where he came from. And that the reason why is because if you remember that you're a sinner and that God has saved you and God has helped you, then you'll be compassionate with other sinners. It's a fundamental principle. And this verse, I've always remembered, it is something that you should inculcate in your life. There's many verses like that in my life, and there should be in yours too. I don't care if you have them memorized. I don't care if you know what book they came from. But you have to understand the moral principle. We're no better than anybody else. In fact, we should think that we're worse than everybody else. And if we have this feeling that we were once strangers in the land of Egypt, in a metaphorical sense, right? Egypt is what? Sin. So to be strangers in the land of Egypt is to be possessed by sin. We've been like that. We're still like that sometimes. We shouldn't be like that. But God has rescued us from Egypt. We've been baptized. We've been brought to the true faith in the body of Christ. So we better remember that, especially when we treat someone, interact with anybody on anything. If you remember that principle, you'll be humble. And you'll be compassionate. So you see that the Old Testament is not hard to understand. It's not hard at all. There are many spiritual principles, moral principles in the Old Testament that are very clear and very obvious. You read them and take them to your heart. Just before this admonition to remember and love strangers since you were strangers in Egypt, the Lord says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and stiffen your neck no more. Which one of us doesn't have a stiff neck? Which one of us isn't stubborn about sin, about our own needs above other people's needs? Every day you should be struggling to make your neck softer, to bow before the Lord, to be meek. That's what meekness is, by the way. To accept everything that happens in your life as the will of God, to not struggle against it, to not be angry about it or wish that it was different or be jealous of those that have something other than you have, but instead just to say, blessed be the Lord, and to submit to the Lord in all things. You do that, life's very easy, very simple. Oh, there's difficulties, pain, sadness, and all the other things that happen in human life. But there's peace in the heart if you just submit to God. So that's what these readings are saying. Submit to God. Circumcise the foreskin of your heart. By the way, circumcision is a painful act. A baby might not remember it, but if it's done to an adult, it hurts. It's a willful act to do. It involves tearing away something. So, we must tear away something too. We got to tear away that stubbornness. We have to remember that we were strangers. Sometimes we still act like strangers in the land of Egypt. You do that, life becomes very simple, really. As I get older, I realize that all of our problems are because we just don't think right. We think about ourselves in a selfish way. If you think unselfishly, and if you think with gratitude of what the Lord has done for you, even the difficult things, they're not so hard to bear. So see, the Old Testament's pretty easy to understand. I hope that you will begin reading it. But read it judiciously. Try to read the things that are in the services and Genesis. Read Genesis. Genesis is amazing. Incredible. In my opinion, The most important line in the Bible is in Genesis. God said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. Everything follows from that. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages.